In the first week of February, Boston University received final approval from the U.S. government to construct a biological research laboratory of the highest security level. The proposed Biosafety Level 4 laboratory would test deadly pathogens such as anthrax, Ebola, and hemorrhagic fever on non-human animals, and would put the lives of Roxbury, Southend, and other Boston residents in danger. This past week, residents of Roxbury, students at Boston University, and other activists around the city organized a week of actions to stop the lab. One of the actions was organized by students at Boston University's School of Theology. Around five people used yellow caution tape to tie themselves to a statue in front of Marsh Chapel that memorializes Dr. Martin Luther King. Around 15 others held signs and passed out leaflets to the crowds passing by. I asked one of the activists why they chose to protest around the statue.
This is a statue. Its title is Free at Last. It's a tribute to Martin Luther King, who graduated from the Boston University School of Theology in 1955. And so this tribute was set up in memorial to him. We feel that the community of Roxbury has historically been used as a sacrifice zone for various environmental hazards, including trash transfer stations, having all the buses parked there. This zone that we have created around the Martin Luther King statue is symbolic of the way Roxbury has been treated like a sacrifice zone and is continuing to be sacrificed with structures like the BioLab about to be built.
According to U.S. Census data, Roxbury is 63% Black and 24% Hispanic, so these two racial groups make up most of the neighborhood. Opponents of the lab call it an act of environmental racism to put the lives of people in Roxbury at risk in this way.
They shoulder a greater burden because if there was, God forbid, any sort of an accident, evacuation would be marginally easier for people on the perimeter and periphery of the city than where the lab is located. And so really it's a burden that's too much for the citizens of Roxbury. It'll be hard for anyone to get out, but much less the people who are living right within a mile radius.
One BU student said the lab shouldn't be built in such a densely populated area.
What inspires me to be out here today is the fact that I have serious concerns about the BioLab being located in Roxbury in the South End in a highly urban area. While the construction is being made for all the safety concerns to be looked at, I still don't think that it should be in such a highly populated area. An urban area, an area which is full of diversity, and an area which is a vibrant part of the city.
Some of the week's activities against the lab were postponed. However, one BU activist said he still felt the week served a valuable purpose in the campaign against the lab.
I really think that this is more of a unification week to get everybody kind of on the same page and get everyone working more closely together, and also to get the word out that, hey, we're here and we're not going away.
Construction of the BioLab could break ground any day now, despite citywide organizing against it. One activist said the BU administration and the mayor are turning a deaf ear at the demands to cancel construction.
It seems like there is an enormous space between what the leaders of the university and city have said they have listened to and for, and what they have actually been willing to hear.
The BU activists say that people who want to support the campaign should assist Roxbury organizations Safety Net and ACE.
What we're doing is we're just letting people know about it, and we're not promoting our own organization. We're saying go ahead and get involved with Safety Net and ACE. Those are local organizations there. They know what they're doing much better than us college and grad students do.
For more information about the campaign to end the proposed lab, contact Alternatives for Community and Environment at 617-442-3343 or visit www.ace-ej.org. In Boston, this is Home Fries.